The Gemara in the 19th Perek discusses the issue of what type of meal is Docha Shabbos. So we know, V'yom HaShmini, Yimo V'Sar HaLoso, on day 8, it's Docha Shabbos. So that's the case of a meal of Izmana. So what about a C-section baby? So that's a whole debate in the Gemara, whether a C-section baby is Mila on day 8 or perhaps day 1. Why, what's the Nakuda? Because since the Torah says Isha Kisazri of a Yalda Vitama Shiva Jamim, perhaps it's only when a Leda leaves the Tumas Leda, that's when it's a din of Yom HaShmini. But if not, there's no din of Yom HaShmini, like someone who's a Ger. You convert to Judaism, there's no din of Yom HaShmini. Obviously, you need to get the Ger, you need to get the Mila before Yom HaShmini. But let's say in a case, that's the Shaila in the Gemara over there. Let's say someone, you have twins, or she's pregnant and converts. So if it's a din of Mila, so it's day 8. But if you have to complete the Geirus, it wouldn't be day 8. So either way, so that's the discussion. So one opinion says it's day 1, another one says it's day 8, so it's a Sveika Dedina. So therefore, we always try to do day 8. However, because even if it's day 1, day 8 works. However, on Shabbos, we can't do it because let's say it's wrong. So therefore, we don't do the C-section on Shabbos. So what other case is, it's limited, that's considered Mila Bizmana. So the post can say as well, let's say, a woman's having difficulty having the birth, and the doctor has to cut open and pull the baby out. That also has the status of a Yotzei Dofen, of someone who's not a regular Leda, and therefore you don't do it on Shabbos. That's the whole discussion of modern technology with the in vitro and artificial insemination, even though it's coming out of the Rechem, but since it wasn't a natural means, that's the whole debate among the Achronim, whether that's considered to do Mila on Shabbos. Rav Henkin even has a bigger chiddush, which we don't paskin like, is that even if you induced labor, let's say you take some medicine, you take a pill or whatever, they inject you with something and it induces labor, so he wants to say that that's not, it's also considered yotzei. We assume that no, since you are actually pushing out yourself, that is considered a Leda, and therefore we assume if it's an induced labor, we do a Mila on Shabbos. So C-section, no. Or if a baby cuts up and pulls the baby out, perhaps not. And also a major machlokas achronim regarding all the modern technology in vitro. But induced labor, Rav Henkin says no, but most poskim assume that it's considered Leda, and you wouldn't do the bris on Shabbos.